FM Sport.
Taking a look at your sport for the afternoon, and it's time for a Rugby World Cup report. Let's get straight into it. The Springboks turned their attention to Romania for their second Pool B game of the 2023 Rugby World Cup being played in France. On Sunday, the Boks kicked off their title defence with a resounding 18-3 win over a tough and tricky Scotland in Marseille. The fifth-ranked Scots were touted as a team that could derail the Boks' plans in the group of death. However, the win has definitely paved the way for South Africa to advance to the next round. While the 4 points were vitally important, the victory could have also potentially come at a high price, with the lock Ibn Itzebet sustaining a shoulder injury. After the match, the coach, Jacques Ninaba, indicated that they may only have a better prognosis on the extent of the injury today.
To be honest, I'll lie. I haven't even spoken to the doc. It will probably be something that will be assessed tomorrow. In the game, they said it's a shoulder, and that's why it came off. But, I mean, I will speculate in terms of the extent of it. I've got no clue. Normally, the process after a game like this is the doc and the medical team will start working with the guys now. It takes a couple of minutes to assess them thoroughly.
The director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus, resorted to one of his old tricks in the test by making use of traffic lights to send signals to the players on the field. This is something the former Springbok captain developed many years ago while still coaching the Cheetahs. Needless to say, as it is Erasmus with another clever innovation, there has once again been an outcry, especially on social media. Ninaba defended the strategy as merely being a way to communicate, especially in noisy stadiums.
In terms of the lights, it started here probably when we played France in Marseille. I don't know if you've been pitch shot. With this dome, the sound is phenomenal, so you can't hear people. So our main thing is for us, because there's a lot of channels and working and talking, I mean, it's tough for us to sometimes talk to our support staff.
The Boks face Romania on Sunday at 3 p.m. in Bordeaux. Meanwhile, in the All Blacks camp, they've already sent out a SOS to the flanker, Nathan Blackadder. He comes in as an injury replacement for the winger, Imone Narawa. In the England camp, Tom Curry will be appearing before a disciplinary committee for his somewhat hard red card against Argentina. This hearing is set to take place on Tuesday evening. There you have it. That's all for now. I'll be back at 5:30 with more sport.